Okay, so we are on the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Zayin Amud Beis, talking about more examples of nedarim that a person takes, which are sort of what would you call anas, not really against their will, but you'll see difficult scenarios in that, you know, discussions of whether that neder is chal or not. The person had to make it in a difficult situation. So the Mishnah says the following: Nodrin leharagin. So leharagin means what it sounds like. People who want to kill people. So take a look at the all the way at the bottom of the page, around the last line on the bottom. Mishnah says, Nodrim leharagin lelistim Yisrael shahorgin bnei adam. I think it's bad today. Jewish robbers. Okay, so Jewish robbers who kill people. Okay, so if there's someone who's a Jew who's trying to, you know, threaten you with death, if you look at the Mefarish, leharagin, Shu horeg, the Mefarish there, it's like seven lines to the bottom of the Mefarish. Shu horeg al iske mamon. Meaning they want to take your money, but they'll kill people to get their money. Shim ba lo hargo yachal ladur. The person comes to kill you, you can take a neder. What's the neder? Al ze shehu shel truma. Ve'yomar neder ze alai im eno shel truma. Okay, so if you're wondering why in the world does the murderer care if the item is truma, it's like the, you know, the Chal V'Yisrael joke, the guy, right? Yeah, you know the joke. The guy puts his milk outside every day, his milk is stolen, and then one day he puts a sign that says Chal V'Stam. And nobody sells the milk, right? Because that's a joke. So, but it's a joke, but it's a reality of the human mind, right? Sometimes even a person who's a thief, if he's told that the item he's going to steal is truma, and he's not a Kohen, he's like, oh, I don't want that, I can't eat truma. You're like, no, sorry. Right? But yeah, right? And the Mefarash continues, Alpha Bisha Eno Shal Truma, even he say it's Truma, he takes a net that it's Truma, even though it's not Truma, Kadesha Lo Yilem, so he doesn't take it. Lefishi of Misa Lazu, because a person eats Truma, not supposed to, etc. Vaneder mutar vahainu nami nidre omter. And this nether is permissible, meaning that it's not a real nether. I says I take a nether, right? Konan, whatever, that this item is truma, so the guy won't take it. Some of them are farshim explain a little more, you know, a different pshat, that it's that if that the guy knows that he can't sell truma. There's only some people who can sell truma too, right? Not only to Kohanim and only to Tahor, etc. And so it's a financially less exciting for him if it's truma.
It doesn't make sense to say that he won't take the truma because he's chayiv misa when if he murders somebody.
He's chayiv misa. It doesn't make sense yet. It does a little bit make sense, okay. Actually. Understand the human being sometimes. Fine. So one shot is haragin. Okay. Ula haramin. Right? Or you can take a nether for a haramin. What does that mean? It says the mefarish la haramin. Shehu listim ba'alma she'eno horeg. Okay, this is for thieves who don't. Then they're not Jews, but they also take money, but they don't actually steal. You know, they don't actually kill people. Okay, but get a neder that would make them, for whatever the thing you'd say about it, would make them uninterested, right, in the money, right? Ulamuchsin or to muchsin. Look at the farsh. Notel meches hamelech verotzalito perusav balkorchas. The guy, these are people who come to collect taxes. And you take a neder, you know, I swear that this money, I already paid my taxes, or I already did whatever the example is, that to get the tax collector off your back. Okay. She truma. And again, in all these cases, your argument that the item is truma, but the point is you're trying to argue it doesn't belong to, you know, it doesn't belong to the government. Alpha Bisha Eno Shaltruma. This is true even though it's not Shaltruma. Shehin Shal Beis HaMelech. Alpha Bisha Eno Shal Beis HaMelech. It belongs, this is items that you're holding on behalf of the king. Right? And that's why they shouldn't take them, because they belong to the king, even though it's not true. Okay, so the point is that you're lying to whoever's coming to collect your money in order to get the caliph. And that's the net the person takes. So Beishame Omrim Bakol Nodrin Chutz Mi Bishua. So Beishame says you can say any type of neder, but you should not take a shua in such a case. Okay, why should you not take a shua? Says Ran on top of page Chav Chesam and Aleph Chutz Mi Bishua Techamira Yichsiv Bad Lo Yinakev. I've mentioned this many times before. that Shavua is more serious. The language of Loyin, okay, you'd never be cleansed from the Shavua that you take at Shavua Shav. Also, we've mentioned that the Shavua typically has the Shem Hashem. It's also more, so it's more serious. So the Mishama says, you can take a Shavua, take any fake neder, but don't take a fake Shavua. Okay, but it's Hillel Amrim, Afishua, says no, you could even take a Shavua in such a case in order to protect your money, because it's not real. Okay. Bisham Yomrim Lo Yiftach Lo Beneder. Bisham says, you shouldn't be the one to offer the idea of taking a nether. Right? Look at the Ran Lo Yiftach Lo Beneder, Im Eino Omer Nedurli. Right? The person says, initially he says, give me that money. And you say, it's Truma money. He says, really, it's Truma? Take a nether that's Truma. Right, let's see if you're telling the truth, right? So then, if he tells you to, so fine. But according to Beis Shammai, you can't say, "I swear, right, I take a neder that it's true." That you can't do, according to Beis Shammai. Right, the Mefarish says, "Lo yiftach lo neder im halistim eino maskiko shiadur lo yiftach lo hu ba'azo." Don't say it yourself, okay? But Beis Hillel omrim, "Af yiftach lo," he says, "No, you can. You can decide on your own to open up and take a neder." To get them to leave, okay. B'sham omrim b'meshu madiro b'shila omrim afa meshe inu madiro. So again, so B'shila says, so B'sham says you can only take a nether with that which he makes. You know, look around. B'meshu madiro shafilu pasach lo yidur ela b'mashu madiro. Meaning only with the thing that he told you to take a nether. So he says take a nether that this money isn't truma, if that's your argument, and you can't say, well, this thing and that thing are also truma, right? Also my wallet is truma, you know, for example. You can't include other things, right? And make those things also truma. You can't extend it. But Beis Hillel says, no, you can even extend. Fine. Beis Hillel, Omrim Afa Masha Inu Adir. Meaning, yeah, once he asks you to take it there, you can include other things in that. Fine. Okay? So Ketzad. So how does this work? So Amarlo, Ketzad Amarlo, so Amarlo, Amura Konam Ishti Nanisli, Va'amar Konam Ishti Ubanai Nanili. Right? So what does this look like? Right? What are you talking about? So this is probably the last case here, right? So he's including more things, right? So he says, I want you to, Amur, say, Konam Ishti Nanisli, say, my wife cannot get any benefit from me if this thing isn't Truma. Right? And he says, Konam Ishti Ubanai Nanili. Right? No, he says, no, I'll make it even better. Right? So this is an extension of what he's extending here. This isn't extending the items that are included. He's extending the people who are included in the nether. Right? So he says, I'm going to, even my children will not be in the nether. The point is he's making it a stronger argument. You said to say my wife, I'll tell you even my kids. Right? So, Bisham Omer Ishto Muteres. Ubanabasurin, Ubeshila Omrim, Elib Elim Mutar. So Bishama says, in that case, your wife is still mutar because she was the one who they told you to take the nether for. And he said to you, Amor, Konam Ishti. And that's what you said. So then that's the part that you did, ba'onas. But including your children, that was your own choice. And we just get your children now answered you. Right? But the Basil says, no, once he told you to take the nether, you can extend it. And therefore even the children are mutar. It's a good question. I said something that may not be true. I said, extend it to your wallet, to another item. So according to the Mishnah so far, that's not true necessarily, right? At least according to the example the Mishnah gave so far, but Mesh and Madiro is the people who you're including, right, at this point, not necessarily the items. So, but fine. Okay. Fine. So that's our Mishnah. Fine. Okay. So Nagamar says, wait a second. V'amar Shmuel, Dina de Machuza Dina, meaning, one of the examples of people that you're allowed to take a neder to, get off your back is the tax collector. Tax collector? You have to pay the tax collector. That's the halacha, right? Dina machus adina. If they come to collect your taxes, you have to pay them. You can't take a neder that, whatever, half your salary is not really, should not really go on your tax form. That's not going to work, right? That's dina machus adina. You got to pay your taxes. So Amrav Chinina, Amrav Kahana, Amrav Shmuel, b'muchas she'ein lo kitzva. Okay, so they said, no. So one answer is no, this is a case where they are taking taxes that has no, no end, basically, right? Take a look at the Ran just for a second. V'hamar Shmuel dini machusadina v'hich esharina lemeidar hachi hakati shenader k'nitli pater k'ev de min adin chayal detain lo as hamechas. You have to pay the mechas, right? So how can that be? Yeah. So says the Ran, b'mucha she'ing lo kitzva. No, the case is v'kivan shekain lav dinahu ella chamsanusa. No, this is chamas. This is stealing, right? This is they're taking your money for you know without any. You just take whatever they want. The mefarish also says she'ein lo kitzva shenotel kol ma sherotza. Right? They show up. Yeah, I don't know. Give us the They make up an amount of money and just say give us the money. This is not some reasonable regular tax system. This is just they just go take money from people. So that's different. Okay. So it's not a real tax, because a real tax collector, you would not be allowed to do that. You'd have to pay. The Beir of Yane Amar, continues the Gemara, v'muchas ha'omed me'ilav. No, this is a muchas ha'omed me'ilav, and that's why it's not something you have to pay. What does that mean, muchas ha'omed me'ilav? Says the Mefarish, she'inah shamachus. This tax collector is an independent tax collector. Independent tax collectors, you don't have to pay. They're not have the permission of the government that you don't have to do. Look at the Ran. Right? He's not getting paid. The king has not told him to do so. He just collects. But now look what the Ran says. Something wild. Says the Ran. This is true if you're dealing with a government that's non-Jewish government. Why? And this is because the non-Jewish people own that land. And he can say to you, if you don't follow my rules, I'll kick you out of the land, as they've done in many different centuries, right? So it almost sounds like the reason why din de machus adina is, what's the svara? According to this Tosus, what's like the svara of why you required the person to pay the money?
Self-preservation,
right? It's not like some moral responsibility, right? But it's that this was Chazal are smart and said, if Jews don't pay taxes or Jews don't follow the laws of the land, they're going to get kicked out of that land, right? And therefore, you have to follow the laws of that land. Okay, but if that's the Svara, then Aval, the Malchei Israel, if you're living in Israel and the government is run by the Jews, lo, you don't have to pay. Why? Because all of Am Yisrael owns Eretz Yisrael, and you can't get kicked out by another Jew, and therefore, if another Jew tells you to pay taxes in Israel, you don't have to pay. Fascinating. So I don't know if he's passing that way. Halacha Maisa, but we're trying. But interesting concept, right? But I think it's probably more fascinating for the svara behind Din Mechotin, at least according to Tosos. I don't know if it's only, I imagine it's not the only svara we showed him at, but fascinating svara according to Tosos, that's really the reason. Yeah, so anyways, fine. Okay. So fine, go back to the Gemara. So the next case, Shehein Shabbos HaMelech, Af Bisha Inna Shabbos HaMelech. So again, so now the guy took a neder that the items that he has belong to the king.
And it's not really true. Maybe he says
just to get them not to steal it. So Hei Chenadar, what are you talking about? What does this case look like? So Amram Rav, but Omer, Yasru Peros HaOlam Alai, Im Einan Shabbos HaMelech. Guy says, all of the Peros of the world are forbidden to me if this doesn't belong to the Beis HaMelech. So Omer says, that's the case. The Amar, Kevin the Amar Yasru, Itzru Alah, Kol Pirei Amma. Right? So the Gemara says, well, really? That's going to be difficult. If that's the nether, it's going to be harder to let the guy off the hook for that one. Because that really should make him usher. So take a look at the Ran. Heichi nadar, listen to the masis and kashalei, meaning they're bothered by the language in general. Like, what does that mean that he took a neder that they're based on melech? So what does that mean? So that in the language here is troubling, right? The ka'amar nedarim nojim shehein truma v'heichi shaych nidra b'hai lishna, meaning how could you take a neder? And presumably it sounds like this is just a question on this example. It's on kind of all the examples. So the guy takes a neder that it's a anything here is truma or whatever it is. How is that going to work, right? Why? Di Amar Yas your Paris Olam Allah, if you're gonna say the language that the Paris of the world are forbidden to you, La Olam, then Ain Dvar Shabalev Mivatlin Mashahosi Mipif. This is a general question on the whole concept of the Nidre Onsen here. You're being forced to take a neder, you don't really believe what you're saying. Well, there's a rule, Dvar Mishabalev Ainam Dvar. The fact that you don't believe what you're saying and you're saying it but you don't really mean it, so that doesn't really matter. Right, the fact that you said the words. So now, how are we going to say, don't worry, he was honest. I don't care that he was honest. You said a language that is problematic here, right? And how are we going to get out of this? So afilu gabe onza kihai, right? So how are you going to explain? So what the Gemara is really asking is like, what is the language the person uses here that makes this okay? Right, so el dahacha stamaka amar. You ask your Paris Olam Alai, right? So what's the case here? He just says the Paris Olam are forbidden to me, right? And he doesn't say for how long, right? So because go back to Gemara. So the Gemara asked the question, Heichi Nader. So Amram has said this before. But Amram, you ask your Paris Olam Alai, right? The Paris Olam should be ushered to me. Ein shal beis hamelach. So Kevin da Amar Yasru Israel call Pirei Alma. Then all the fruits of the world are forbidden to you. So Gemara gives an answer now. So what did he do? No, but Omer Hayom. Right? Now the case is he said they're forbidden to me today. Okay. Idamer Hayom Lomakam Mine Muchas. Right? If he says it's forbidden today, he's not Lomakam Mine. Right? He's not gonna or Kamin Muchas. Yeah. He's not gonna listen to him, basically. It says the Mefarash Eino Manicho. Today I'll be usher for me today if I say it. Today, okay, but today. That's not an exciting thing to say. It doesn't it's not really dangerous for you. Right? So I don't trust that you're really telling me the truth. So what's the case? Ba'omer Belibo Hayom Umotzi Besvasov Stam. Okay, so what's the case? The case is he says in his heart, Paris, you ask your Paris Ha'olam Alai. And I know I'm saying Hayom, and I didn't say which day it is, right? But I just said it's Stam out loud. Okay? But Afagav the Sfila and Dvarim Shalev Inim Dvarim, like by Onsen Shiny. Okay, so even though we hold the Dvarim Shalev Inim Dvarim, because here we're talking about a case of Ones, we're willing to be a little more expansive and allow Dvarim Shalev to work. And that's what's going on. That's how we're going to answer the question. So really, we kind of started the question was, wait a second, I thought Dvarim Shalev Inim Dvarim. How can you teach us a thing? The answer is, when he's Ones, Dvarim Shalev or Dvarim. This is what we said, right? So you have to understand how, what that tells you probably is that the concept of Dvarim Shalev Inim Dvarim is not necessarily a universal or, applied in every single scenario, right? Because it's not as strong as we thought it was. Because if it was that strong, then we wouldn't have the exception of Ones, right? So Alamai must be, we understand Dvarim Shalev means something. Typically, we assume not. But in this case, because the concern for Ones, we're willing to put into play here. And actually look in the round for a second. Right across the way where it says, see the first word in the line there is Gabe Onsa. It's a couple lines down from where we finished the Gemara. So Gabe Onsa kihai ela dahacha stamaka amar, you ask your parents olam alai, when he the stam ala olam mashma, and even though stam implies forever, hanimili heichid the leka onsa. So meaning the stam meaning la'olam is only when there's no onus. Mishum de tvei mashma la'olam mehayom. Because usually la'olam makes more sense than one day. If I'm taking a neder, it makes more sense. You're taking it forever than you're taking it for one day. Ava heicha de ika onsa. Hach onsa mefarish leila diburei dihayom ka'amar. Kevin shalo amar befarish behefich. So that's how the Ram wants to say. He wants to say, well, when I'm dealing with different than what I just said before, right? He wants to say, yes, Dvarim Shalev Inim Dvarim. Right? Just because you think something, that doesn't make a difference, per se. But when the case is a case of Ones, I can explain what you probably really meant, which was that you didn't really mean. I mean, we find out later that it was under duress when you said it, and you didn't say La'olam, you just said Stam, so you probably meant just today. Okay, so that's how the Ram was explained. Okay. Okay, next case in the Gemara. Beishamir Omrim, and now the Gemara is going to explain this whole line here. So Bishama Omrim Bameshu Madiro Basila Omrim Afish in the Madiro Kitsa, this whole case of, you know, expanding the people who are included in the nether, right? That they're Maholksim Bisham Basila, how expansive can you be? So Bishama held you can only be you should only take a nether if they make you take the nether. And number two, even when they make you take the nether, you can only include the people that he told you to include. And Basila says you can make the nether on your own, you can volunteer, and you can even expand the people that are included. Okay, so Amar Funa Tana. So now Funa is going to quote another Brisa, which seems to be a contradiction here. So what's the Tana say? Mishame Omrim lo yiftach lo b'shvua. Okay, so our Mishnah said that Beis Shammai says that b'chol nodrin chutz mishvua Beis Hillel Omrim af b'shvua, and then Beis Shammai Omrim lo yiftach lo b'neder Beis Hillel Omrim af yiftach lo b'neder. Okay, but this Brisa now says, Beis Shammai says you shouldn't offer to take a shvua. Ubeis Hillel Omrim af yiftach lo b'shvua. And the Hillel says, no, you can even offer the Shavua. Okay? So now, there are implications now of these approaches, right? The Beis Shammai, Beis Shavua, Hu Delo Yiftach, Lo HaBenedar Yiftach Lo. Right? So according to this Brisa, Beis Shammai says, you can't offer a Shavua, which implies that you can offer a Nedar. But our Mishnah said, you can't offer a Nedar, right? V'hatanan, Beis Shammai, Omen Lo Yiftach Lo Benedar. V'su Miftach Lo. V'su Miftach Who the lo yiftach lo b'shvua hameder nadar b'shvua. Fine. So first we have a contradiction by Beis Shammai himself that we had said they said he can't open with nether. Now it's saying he can't open with the shvua, and now b'shvua implies but you can't open with the nether, right? Okay. V'su miftach who the lo yiftach lo b'shvua hameder nadar b'shvua. Right, and also right, and he said. You can't. You said that you can open. You know that you're not allowed to open with a shua, but you could enter the shua. V'hatanan Beis Shammai Omrim b'kol nodrin chutz mibishua. Right, but also the implication that you can give it that you can even use a shua as one of these fake, you know, things you're saying. But we said that the Beis Shammai had said you can give it. You can give a neder, but you can't do this to the shua. Right. So what's going on here? So what are we going to do? So answer the Gemara. No. It's not. Right, not every time a statement is made in a Mishnah or in a Braisa does it mean to exclude the opposite case. Right, not necessarily. It's not as meduyuk. Right, so Tana Braisa b'shvua lo diach hakochan de Beis Hillel. Okay, so when the Braisa talks about shvua, that's showing the strength of Beis Hillel. Why? Because Beis Hillel said in the shvua in the Braisa case, right, that Beis Hillel allows you af yiftach lo b'shvua. That's it's even more extreme, right? So the Braisa tells us the case of shvua is to show me, wow, look how intense Beis Hillel is. They'll even let you choose, right? The guy didn't ask you to. You're going to choose to take a shvua to prove yourself to him. That's the strength of Beis Hillel. Rav Ashi Amar Hachi Kitani. Now Beis Shammai Omrim Ein She'ila b'shvua ubeis. Sorry, I skipped the line, right? So again, so the Mishnah shows me the strength of Beis Shammai, that Beis Shammai won't even allow you to take a shvua at all, right? And the Brisa comes to show me the strength of Beis Hillel that allows you to even to open with a shvua. And that's one answer. Rav Ashi Amar, so that's explained, it's not stira, it's just each one's showing the strength of the other. Rav Ashi Amar, Hachi Ketani, Beis Shammai Omrim Ein She'ila B'shvua. So actually, it's not, this Brisa was not even talking about our question. Not talking about opening and deciding and, you know, dealing with this case with the listim or fighting you. No, what he's saying is, Beis Shammai says, Ein she'ila b'shua. Beis Shammai is trying to say that you can't get out of, right? The shua, Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Ye she'ila b'shua. No, there's a way to get out of a shua. But it's a totally different machlokas. And that's what that this is talking about. Just take a look at the Mefarash 1 second. Rav Ashi Amar Hachikidani Hai Lo Yiftach the Braisa Lo Mashma Kedarmina Deba Own Sinkai. Not in case you're being forced. And La Hai Lo Yiftach Deba Shami Sarve Lo Yiftach Lo HaChacham Pesach LeCharata, our previous conversation, right, about being Shoel on the Shua. So the Bishami says that the Chacham cannot open a Pesach for the person to say, oh yeah, I didn't mean it, you would have known, that you can't do a Shua. So the Ein She'il Shua. But like Lamedak Mina Shum Kushin, don't ask any questions from there. And Beis Hillel is talking about it, says, no, you can. But the point is that these are two different, totally different scenarios, and don't ask me any questions. We'll pick up next time from the Mishnah.